Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What has been making headlines for both the state of Florida and nationally, the CDC, RFK Jr., our governor, Dr. Latipo, and vaccines. And we're going to have a few questions regarding that. But first, I just want to say good morning. Dr. John, how are you on this good-looking Friday morning?
I'm doing great. Praise God, it is Friday. And I guess, praise God, we have a country based on Christian principles. Great conversation earlier. And
thank you.
Actually, when it comes to vaccines, we should also remember one of the basic principles is first, do no harm to ourselves and to our children.
Right.
And you could argue that's a Christian principle as well. And the very first time I met Bobby Kennedy was down in Jupiter at a meeting, and it was just, which was reasonably a small group of folks, but they were discussing the vaccines and the issues surrounding them. And I stood up and made a comment that, you know, this is great data, great information, but you're going to have a hard time finding pediatricians and family physicians who go along with this stuff. And that is why it is so important what Joe Latipo, a very good friend of mine, you know, announced 2 days ago that, you know, in the state of Florida, they're going to move towards abolishing all the vaccine mandates, you know, for children and, for that matter, COVID mandates, which to some extent are gone. But you still get people
sure.
saying you need to get your COVID shots to work here or there, you know, in healthcare.
Right. Let me jump in there, Dr. John, because I don't want yeah. you to get too far past some points that I think are important.
Yeah.
First off. Yeah. You talk about, as you told Mr. Kennedy, it's like, hey, this is going to be a tough row here. Is it because that the medical industry, if you will, they're so ingrained in what they're taught, they don't think on their own?
Yes. I mean, there's that. I mean, are you kidding? I had to come around in my thinking. I've been 36 years now at this as a family doctor, and I have to change my thinking about a lot of things over the decades. Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to Big Pharma, and Bobby Kennedy said it yesterday at the Senate hearings. I mean, they control the American Academy of Pediatrics. They control the American Board of Family Medicine. They control our medical schools and our medical journals. Our medical journals, 3/4 of the articles are written by folks who are owned by Big Pharma.
Hmm.
So you don't get objective, really truly objective data. When it comes to the vaccines, you know, you can look at the history of vaccines, but there's been bamboozles with vaccines going back to the polio vaccines, and I don't
wow.
have time to tell you all the stuff that happened with that. But and the flu shots, you know, the mm-hmm. fact that they don't work, and yet we tell everyone they need to get one. The RSV vaccine, the data on the RSV vaccine with this respiratory syncytial virus was so flawed. They went back and looked at stuff from 20 years ago to try to push through a vaccine for everybody that they shove a swab up their nose and they say they got RSV. We're talking about adults here who have a self-limited virus. This is now a multi-billion-dollar industry, and it came on the heels of the COVID fear-mongering and the fact that with COVID, they started shoving swabs up everyone's nose. So what has happened in medicine, let me put it simple, Greg. I use this term all every day. It's called activist physicians. Activist physicians. This is what is in the last century, you saw doctors transformed from people who cooperated with nature. the basic Hippocratic principles. You know, Hippocrates, not a Christian guy, but he sure knew a lot about healing. And he was like, you know, don't do harm. First, do no harm. And don't go against natural principles. And with the emergence of big pharma and a lot of factors underlying that, in the last century, doctors were considered better doctors if they wrote for prescriptions, you know, pushed vaccines, right, ordered tests. And actually, LBJ and the Great Society put that into more of a concrete by paying doctors more for doing all those things.
So you're basically you're getting your little gold star or your brownie points or the little check on your report card because you're being a good doobie and you're doing what we want you to do.
Thanks, exactly. And you get reimbursed so much more. The vaccine industry reimburses. You know, these pediatricians, I used to have a refrigerator stock full of vaccines, too, at one point. You could not lose those thousands of dollars. I mean, and you would be giving vaccines, you know, honestly, I had to come around in my thinking, what am I doing? I'd have a refrigerator full of flu shots, and now it's June after the flu season, and you still have, you know, 30 left. Oh, give them now. Let's give them. That is, wow. And the same thing with kids' vaccines. Oh, what do we have? We're running out of the HIV. We're running out of hepatitis. Oh, we have like two. These are going to expire next month. Let's give them now. So the thinking is all economics, not whether these were ever safely tested. So for you know, what happened yesterday with Bobby Kennedy, the Senator, HHS Secretary Kennedy, with the Senate. If you didn't catch it, I mean, the interchange between him and Senator Wyden was classic, and Senator Wyden at the very end goes over his time and he says to Kennedy, you know, I'm going to hold you personally responsible for the deaths of all these children that are going to happen under your watch as HHS. And then Kennedy right back says, you've been up there for over 20 years. In this country, we have seen an epidemic of illness in our children. We are the sickest of all the developed countries in the world, and yet we're the most vaccinated, the most medicated, and we have the sickest children. And that's under Senator Wyden's watch and the Democrats' watch and everybody else. They've done nothing to stem the tide of illness in our children. And Bobby Kennedy, Secretary Kennedy, is doing everything within his power to do that. And he needs a lot of support, by the way.
So let's, I know because we're close on time here, let's bring it back to home from a standpoint of locally. So Dr. Latipo, the governor, they come out. And I don't want people to misunderstand what they're saying. They're not saying we don't believe in vaccinations. They're not saying all vaccinations need to go away. They're saying it's not up to us to mandate it, and that's different, and I think it gets misinterpreted.
Oh, absolutely. His comment that, you know, nobody should have the right, no government, getting back to government and God, the government does not have the right to tell parents that they have to inject their children. And we physicians don't have the right to say that either. And yet we believe that. So the mandates are both there are written mandates. Our schools still have them. I'm Catholic, and I'll tell you what, I've been to the bishops, so I've said the Catholic schools are the worst. They don't even allow religious exemptions in the Catholic schools throughout the state of Florida.
Hmm.
We are the worst. The Christian schools, non-Catholic Christian schools, will allow you to get a religious exemption. So I'm working on that end myself. But, I mean, the fact that the state's going to say, for example, we're not going to fund schools that mandate vaccines, whether it's Step Up or whatever programs.
Right.
If you're going to mandate vaccines for your kids to get into those schools, stop the funding. This is what they're going to say. That doesn't change the fact that the pediatricians out there, 90% of them right in your backyard at UF, they don't allow babies to come in if they didn't get their hepatitis B vaccine, which makes no sense. You're not, you know, it's not even a disease for children. If the pediatricians literally will tell the parents, your child is putting my patients at risk if they're not vaccinated.
That sounds real familiar. We've heard that before. Oh, yeah, your kids are going to come home and kill grandma. Yeah, we've heard this
right.
before. Yeah.
We have. It still happens every day in this state and in this country. Pediatricians are turning away parents who make a decision not to vaccinate their kids because they've made their own, done their own research, and they realize that these have not been tested. And all Kennedy wants to do is get placebo-controlled trials of every vaccine and look at the history of them. So, yeah, but Latipo is going to – now here, he's got a road to – this is the goal in Florida. It still needs to be, you know, put into law.
Sure.
And it requires our legislators to cooperate with the governor. And as you've seen recently, they haven't always been cooperating.
Not
with
a bit.
Governor DeSantis.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. I mean, I guess at least we are glad to see that there are people like Dr. Latipo and like our governor who are at least are willing to stand up and say, hey, If nothing else, this needs to become a conversation. We need to talk about it. We need to see what we can do about mandates and see who, you know, depending on who put what into play, what we can do about it. Dr. John, always a pleasure. Always great insight. And we know that you're out there fighting the good fight, and you will stay connected and keep us up to date to our Sky listeners on what's going on. Appreciate your time, sir.
Always here for you. God bless you. Did a great job this week, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Dr. John Littell, a local physician who has always been able to provide some great insight and actually has provided some great medical care in numerous occasions to Sky listeners who in times past were looking for an alternative, and he was there for them. So we appreciate what he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.